1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. We do have a little bit of personal business to take care of. Mr. Ted Bell, who owns Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. And I know that on Friday I had made a commitment to you, and Mike just put your call through to me right now, Ted. We are on the air. We are live.
I understand it.
All right. I know that you asked me to tell people you were going over to the post office on today, right?
I went over to the post office today thinking that I was going to be afforded the due consideration that you said that you'd be able to get me.
Okay, you. I know that you do film producing, and I know that you own a restaurant and everything, and you're known in Beverly Hills.
Well, I'm known in Beverly Hills, Phil. I do a lot of, I'm Ted Bell. Apparently, there's some people that have a problem with this. I've been on your program mentioning before the difficulty that you have with people who don't understand that the line of work that you're in requires that you get in and out of situations like post offices or restaurants or doctor's appointments rather quickly. I'm Ted Bell, okay? And
I that means something to me because I know you're a film producer, you're a restaurant owner, you own an automobile dealership. A lot of people, it doesn't...
I wouldn't say a lot of people, but the people at the post office at Haskell and Sherman Way were to be alerted by you. And...
All right, Ted, I want to apologize to you. It was Good Friday. We had to get out of the office early.
Well, that caused me to waste an hour. And the money deal for that Henry Wax movie is probably not going to get done because they didn't recognize me at the post office. I was in the valley. I was at the regional branch at Haskell and Sherman Way. I was not allowed to the front of the line. And I'm asking you now what happened.
Because you wanted me to broadcast what you would be wearing. I mentioned that you'd be wearing Oakley shades. And
I was wearing what I usually wear because I like to dress casual, white tennis shorts, a hot pink polo shirt, the red sweater draped over my shoulders, and my Oakley sunglasses, and I'd be driving a red BMW convertible with Ted Bell license plates. I had to stand in line, Phil, for a full hour behind a woman.
But Ted, first of all, man, you want to get to the front of the line at the post office because it's tax day. I understand that.
Yeah, that is correct.
We all want to get to the front of the line at the post office because it's tax day.
I'm Ted Bell. All right. In other words, I have got places to go. The financing on the Henry Wax independent movie. I'm talking to people who are working with me as suppliers. I'm Ted Bell.
And I apologize. Can I explain to the audience?
Go ahead.
I had to announce on the air on Friday, and I promised Ted that I would announce on the air on Friday that he would be going over to the post office at Haskell and Sherman Way, that he would be wearing white tennis shorts, a red hot pink polo shirt, red sweater around his neck, and Oakley sunglasses, and that you should let him to the front of the line because you're Ted Bell, and
we had the financing for the movie
because there were a lot of business you had to conduct. I forgot to mention it, so nobody let you to the front of the line.
Nobody let. I was standing in line. I was going to say, Phil, behind a lady with a baby, and I don't know. I'm willing to admit that it's probably a personal problem that I have. I can't stand it when I'm standing in line behind a woman who has a baby that's staring at me. Do you understand what it...
No, I've been in that position. I don't know that it bothers me.
Do you understand the invasion of your personal space, what that is? That is such an invasion. I realize it's quirky, but I hate it when babies stare at me in restaurants. In our restaurant, if we see a child standing on the seat looking at people behind him, we walk over and we clap our hands. Stop it. Stop it. And we make them, I feel so disappointed and humiliated. I feel used. And for me, it was a great disappointment.
Can I publicly apologize?
Phil, I appreciate the apology. It doesn't help me.
I want to publicly apologize. I didn't go on the air Friday, and I didn't tell people that you'd be and what you'd be wearing.
Did you forget? Did you not? Was Mike not taking notes? Or?
Mike took down. I've got it right here. Ted is going to be at the post office today. He's going to be wearing his usual hot pink polo shirt, white tennis shorts, and
I got a red sweater.
Red sweater. I'm sorry. I have it. It's written down here. And the Oakley sunglasses. And I did not, and I apologize.
Well, that meant that I was not accorded due consideration. I didn't go to the front of the line to get the taxes taken care of. And I had to stand behind this woman with a kid that was just, I felt my personal space completely invaded by this child staring at me. And I felt very cheap. I just felt cheap standing in that line.
I'm sorry, man.
Phil, I paid this year alone $700,000 in taxes, which is more than the combined earnings of everybody standing in line in front of me today. I went over to this guy, John. Is that his name over there?
Yeah, John works at the post office there.
I said, John, I'm Ted Bell. And I gave him my package, and there's a woman there. She's waiting online, and she actually looks at me, and she says, with all the gall in the world, she says, the line starts back there. I explained to her that I was Ted Bell, and then I realized I was in the valley and that she didn't know what that meant. I felt cheap. I felt used. I felt I was treated with, and I believe it's your fault for not making that simple announcement. And I believe that...
I just want to apologize again. I'm sorry that they didn't give you the due consideration at the post office in the valley.
When I go to the Beverly Hills post office because they see, as soon as I pull into the parking lot, it says Ted Bell on my license plate. I go right up front. And I am not subjected to standing in line behind a woman with a kid with a rubber thing shoved in its face, invading my personal space by looking at me.
Again, I apologize. Okay, let me give our phone number out here. 1-800-449-8686, because I know that you wanted to come on and propose a solution to the problem.
I do. I think they ought to have an express line of some kind for people that are paying 50% in taxes.
And I don't know whether they can do that. But what Ted Bell wants is an express line or an express lane, if you, in as much as like they have in supermarkets, right?
Exactly. And I think it's time to work as hard as I do to pay the taxes that I do, to employ the people that I do, and then I got to stand in a line behind a woman with a kid looking at me and invading my space, like I'm one of your listeners, which is not to put down your listeners, okay?
How do you prove that you're rich?
Uh-huh.
How, if you were going to get you're proposing that the post office now has an express lane for people to stand in line, rich people.
That's correct.
How do you prove that you're rich?
Phil, the solution is easy. What I suggest is that you show the key to your car, which would indicate what kind of car it is, or carry a picture of your car. Stand in a picture in front of your car.
All right, so people
What?
Nothing. I'm,
If you think this is funny, you try standing in line for an hour, Phil. Standing in line. I'm Ted Bell. I don't stand in line at post offices to get my taxes done.
Okay, I'm sorry, man. You want to prove that you're rich by carrying a picture of your car?
A picture of yourself posed in front of your car, yeah. And I think that goes a long way towards solving the problem. Okay? I believe that all you have to do is show the key to your car, a picture of you standing in front of the car, something like that. But a picture ought to be sufficient. But all of this started because I'm Ted Bell and I did...
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why can't you have one of your office staff take it over?
I couldn't. I had to. They were doing duplicating all day. I was in the valley. I said, you know what? You guys stay. And, I'm talking to Aaron and Susan, right?
Yeah.
I said, you guys stay here and do the duplicating, because they were faxing, I don't know, how many pages of script to Henry Wax, who's in Hong Kong right now. I said, you do that. I'll go to the valley. I'll take care of the taxes, because Henry was on the air announcing that that I was on my way over there, and that as soon as I walk in, people will let me go to the front of the line. I walk in. I say to the guy, I'm Ted Bell, and nope, nothing.
Nobody recognized you.
Nobody recognized me. And I'm going to tell you something, Phil. That doesn't happen to Ted Bell. You understand what I'm saying? It doesn't happen to Ted Bell. And I feel used. I feel cheap. I feel just horrible.
And the kid was staring
at me. And the woman with the baby in front of me staring at me, yeah. Looking at me and invading my space.
Let me ask you something. In your restaurant, you don't allow children to stand up in the booth and look over at the next booth?
No, we do not. We go over and we stamp our feet and clap our hands and say, you turn around.
Now, do the parents ever get upset?
No, they don't, because they know they're in the wrong. And you're talking about Ted's of Beverly Hills.
All right, Ted, I got to apologize again. I'm sorry I didn't make the announcement that would allow them at the post office in the valley to recognize who you were. And I'm sorry for the humiliation. I'm going to try and do what I can to put forward this idea that you want an express lane in the post office for people who are wealthy and pay a lot of taxes.
So they can get the taxes mailed.
So they get the taxes mailed. And you say the way to prove that you're rich is to either carry the key of your car or a photograph of you standing in front of your car.
Right.
The car indicating.
The car indicates what tax bracket you're in.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell is with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse and the Beverly Hills Automobile Association. Because they didn't recognize him at the post office, he had to go to the back of the line while mailing his taxes. I should have made an announcement on the air to let them know that he was coming over. The announcement simply would entail what he was wearing, and I didn't do it. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. You're listening to the Phil Hendry Show. My guest, Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, a fairly successful independent film producer in Hollywood, and is was at the post office today in the Valley and could not get to the front of the line. I know you're extremely busy, Ted.
Well, the point being, though, Phil, is that you promised that you would make this announcement. You've apologized. I appreciate that. I it's like being cut with a knife. You know, you may have done it accidentally. It still bleeds. And it still...
I understand that.
It still hurts. Even if you accidentally cut somebody with a knife, and I would say that to the people that are listening to your program right now, even though you accidentally cut someone with a knife, it still hurts and it still bleeds. That's what Phil Hendry did to me on Friday. Okay?
I apologize, Ted.
That's fine. And there's no hard feelings, but I'm trying to get over now what I had to go through this afternoon.
Well, you stood in line in the post office for how long?
90 minutes.
90 minutes to get your taxes mailed in.
And I'm Ted Bell, okay?
Ted, I know who you are. A lot of people don't.
Well, the people at the post office should have known. I'm wearing the hot pink polo shirt. I'm wearing my white tennis shorts. I tried to get that little kid to turn around and stop staring at me. Whenever I made a face, the kid would start to cry. I feel used and hurt.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. The kid in line staring at you, there's nothing I can do about that.
And well, if I'd been at the front of the line, I wouldn't have to look at a kid, would I?
Okay, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Cammy on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. We got phone calls, Ted?
I understand.
Mr. Bell, maybe if you didn't wear glasses and a hot pink tank shirt, that child wouldn't have stared at you.
Anything else, Cammy?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what to tell. I don't know what
to
tell
world.
You. I don't know what to tell you. Okay. I'm Ted
what
Bell. All right.
What makes you think you're any different than anyone else?
Well, you know what, Cammy? I can guarantee I'm different from you. All right.
Well, you know, I
paid $700,000. That's for sure. Okay.
Well, are we going to start insulting each other here?
Listen, I want to make the point. I paid
$700,000, and to think that someone is hurt because they stand in line for an hour and a half.
I got to look at your kid.
You have some serious mental problems to get taken care of.
I beg your pardon. I have no mental problems.
You have serious problems.
I'm a successful businessman.
Standing in line. You are not that
important.
Let me ask you something.
I paid $700,000 in taxes
Big
last year.
Deal.
That's more
that
money than you've
than
made
you,
in your
and they're
life.
Wise enough to get someone
That's
to go
more
stand
than
in line
in
for
life.
Them.
Ma'am, I bet you've got a kid that sits there on your shoulder and stares at people, don't you?
You think that kid likes staring at you for an hour and a half?
The kid stared at me, and it
was well, so if what if the kid...
You gave that kid nightmares in your hot pink T-shirt.
Hey, you know what? The kid's giving me nightmares. I still see his his smeared, ugly face. Oh,
okay,
I hate it.
You know,
something,
laugh,
Cammy?
This is hilarious.
You want to laugh? Here's a laugh. I pay more in taxes last year than you'll ever make in your life.
Well, congratulations.
Okay,
I'm very
and the fact,
proud of you.
I'm Ted Bell. Why do I have
Big
to stand
deal.
In line?
I could care less you're Ted Bell.
Why do I got to stand in line?
You know what? If you're so important, you should be smart enough to have someone else go to the post office for you.
Let me ask
if
the question.
If you make that much money a year, you can afford
I already explained
to stand
that
in
I
line
had my
you.
Office staff. I already explained that I had my office staff doing duplicating, that I would go
you
over to the post office.
You could have hired someone else.
Mr. Hendry assured me.
You could have afforded to have someone do it.
Mr. Hendry
you.
Assured me that he would make the announcement that I'd be wearing tennis shorts and Oakleys. They would see me.
I'm kind of curious, what makes you think the post office listens to this radio station?
Because we happen to know a couple of the employees over there do listen to the Phil Hendry Show and that they would recognize me on site. And John was one of them, right, Phil?
Big fan of the show, yeah.
Okay, the guy looks at me like I crawled out from under a rock.
Well, obviously, then he doesn't know who you are. So, obviously, the announcement would have made a world of difference.
All right, let me tell you something, Cammy. I'm Ted Bell. I pay more in taxes than you'll
you know
ever
what?
Make in
I
your life.
You know, I already know who you are,
I
and
drive
I already
a
heard
BMW.
How much you pay
oh,
for
really?
Taxes.
I have a convertible BMW. What do you drive?
Oh, congratulations.
That
I drive
means
a
you
Mercedes.
Don't... No, you don't.
How How do you know?
Because you don't. I can tell. I know people that well.
Want me to send you a picture of me posed in front of my car?
I know people well enough to know that you got some rug rat spitting up on your shoulder, standing in the...
Okay, all right.
You're a joke.
No, I'm not a joke. What
yes,
I am is
are.
A guy who works
you
hard.
You have been stuck in Beverly Hills too long. Welcome to the real world.
And what real world is that? What model of Mercedes?
Anything outside of Beverly Hills, buddy, because people stand in line
Cammy.
All the time.
Hey, Cammy, you got a Mercedes?
Yes, I do.
What model?
Is it any of your business?
Yeah, I think you don't have a Mercedes. I don't think you know what model Mercedes you have because you don't have one, do you? There you go. Ted Bell strikes again.
Ooh, you're
I'm
so
Ted
cool.
Bell.
You really put me down there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Well,
read
you know,
it
was a real pleasure meeting
thank
you, Mr. Bell.
Read it and weep.
I feel like my life is complete
is
now.
So infantile.
Look, you give that express line at the post office, I don't got to stand behind her.
I'd be head of the express line.
All right, thank you. This is hostile, right?
Well, it's hostile because I spend more money standing in line, waiting at the post office, behind some woman like that with the kid with... What do they feed these kids? That it's, the stuff's coming out of their nose and the kid's staring at me? To me, that's a violation.
Oh, quit talking about it like it's a violation. You're standing behind a kid and...
There's a thing called personal space.
I understand that. 1-800-449-8686...
You couldn't remember what I was wearing. You can't remember the phone number.
I got the phone number, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Donna, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Ted, have you ever served in the military?
Oh, what has that got to do with anything, ma'am?
What's it got to do with it?
Yeah.
It's the fact that today I spent some time with a young man who gave more than $700,000 back to his country for the past 11 days.
What were you doing, serving him drinks?
Oh, that's really rude.
One of the young men
really
that
rude.
Came back from China, who was held in China for 11 days. I went out of my way to make sure that everything was done for him, and he could never be repaid back
$700,000. So what are we talking, a couple of hundred bucks an hour?
What are you talking about?
It doesn't matter how much this young man earns.
No, I'm talking about how much you earned by serving him today.
I don't care how much. I don't care how much.
You served a young man doing what?
You know what? And you know who else? I sat there and I said to his family, you know, I did this exact same thing 28 years ago.
Donna, this kid was...
At Easter time when I saw my father
come home from Vietnam.
Let me ask
you a question. When you were serving this guy, were you on your knees?
Do you have to...
No.
You have to talk that way?
No. He has served his country. He has served you. He put his life on the line.
Who was this? You say it was a China guy?
And he earned that $700,000 that you put...
Donna, you said that this guy was on the crew of the China deal?
Yes.
How is it you're talking to him?
Thank you.
He's up in Washington. How'd he talk to you?
He came home to his home city today, as did all the rest of them. He is back home in his
You
home
are
city
so full
Texas.
Of it. You are so full of it.
Why not? Why don't you believe her?
Well, why do
why
you believe her?
Why don't you believe me?
You're a wannabe. You're talking about all this stuff. All I want to do is get to the front of the line, get my taxes taken care of. I'm Ted Bell.
And all he did for 11 days was pray to God.
Well, that really helped me.
He landed in China saying, thank God I'm alive. And then he spent 11 days waiting to come home.
Well, let me ask you something, Donna.
How does that country to get him
home. Does that help me? How did he help me by sitting on his butt in China playing freaking Chinese checkers?
No,
he's done
more than that.
Well, what did he do exactly? He's over there, he's eating Pop-Tarts and Chinese thousand-year-old eggs. How's that helping me?
The young man.
You want to get to the front of the line.
The young man.
Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The young man was at the hands of what could have been a very hostile Chinese government after flying surveillance flights to protect our country.
Oh, bull crap. Protect our country. Isn't that something?
And others. You know, who was...
And how is it that...
And
by going to bed with you today, how's that protect our country?
But you know something?
I pay that smuck salary.
Okay, look, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. This is what happens, though, when you get this guy on screaming about his didn't get to the front of the line at the post office. Ted Bell, owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. You know, I wouldn't go to that guy's steakhouse if the food wasn't so damn good there. But he is talking right now about how he didn't get to the front of the line at the post office, even though he was wearing a very recognizable hot pink polo shirt and his red sweater with his tennis shorts. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking to Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. He had to go, he had to stand in line for an hour and a half at the post office. Like most people, Ted.
No, look, don't give me that working class hero stuff. I stood in line because you didn't tell the post office that I was on my way in. Now, I want to make an announcement. And
you have said to me that I'm on 90-day probation from your restaurant, right?
That is correct. But I also want to make the announcement to the people calling into your program right now who have obviously misunderstood, or either that or just are mean-spirited and are telling me that I don't have the right. I'm Ted Bell. I produce movies, and I own a steakhouse. They don't get to come into my restaurant. And I hope that Mike is taking names down.
He is. I don't know how you're going to determine whether these people are going...
Well, I can tell him right now, don't even bother. You are all on 90-day probation, as you are, Phil. And I'm sorry about the arena football tickets.
You're not going to give me those?
No.
Boy, that is cheap, man. You said you had 4 tickets for the game.
I'm not giving you any arena football tickets because I feel that I was abused and insulted. I'm Ted Bell, and nobody let me go to the front of the line.
Even though
I was wearing the pink polo shirt.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Ted, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Go ahead,
Hello?
Sir. Go ahead.
Hey, my name's Ted. Is this the Phil Henry Show, yes?
Yes, sir.
Okay, one thing I want to say is that no matter how much money you make, there's no way you could be able to get in front of the line.
Why not? I pay more in taxes than all those people that were there.
Okay,
the
I got
whole point
a question
that I'm trying
you.
To make, okay?
I got a question for you. Wonder if there was somebody there that made more money than you.
All right,
you
great. Then what we need is an express line. Apparently, Ted, you came late to the conversation. I've talked about an express line. I've talked about accommodating people who are busy, and that means generally high-income individuals. Okay, Ted?
Well, you know, why did you wait so long to the last day?
1-800-4... Boy, that guy waited a long time to be as bad a call as that. Jason, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? Jason, hello? Okay, is the St. Louis guy there? Goodbye. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. So what do you plan on doing now? You're taking away the Arena Football League tickets, and what else?
What I'm basically doing right now, Phil, is I'm going to be taking a look at the individuals who are coming into my restaurant, determining that they aren't people that abuse me on your show. I'll let them in. If they are, they're on 90-day probation, which
means what? They don't get to come in?
They do not get to come in. They don't get to go to the baked potato tree, and they have to cut their steaks with a non-serrated knife. Now, that's, as you know...
That is the most ridiculous thing, to hand a butter knife to a guy because he made you angry.
Well, that's what's going on. And as far as I'm concerned, that's the status quo.
All right, well... We'll check into the express line at the post office and see what happens.
Well, I think you should use every possibility that you have at your disposal to make sure that comes about. Rich people shouldn't stand in line at the post office waiting for some guy who makes 30 G's a year to file his taxes.
All right. 1-800-449. We'll look into it, Ted. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. We got our mail today. We get People Magazine. Half this stuff I don't even read. Why do we get U.S. News and World Report? Do you actually get ideas for the show out of this? Nobody does. This is a worthless magazine. In fact, most of the magazines that are read by so-called radio shows, you know, like Time, it's like a week late with the news. Their reporting sucks. Time Magazine has never been any good. Never. Listen to just what I'm saying here. Time Magazine has never, ever been any good for anything. The news is old. The writing is dull. Their take on stuff is pedestrian. And look at this. Here's People. What am I going to do with People? You know why we get magazines at the radio station here? Because they're free. basically, the station will pay for it, or it's a write-off for me. You know, I mean, I can write, speaking of tax day, do you know what I can write off in this business, being in the business? I write off magazines. I don't have to pay for any of this crap. So I got people, I take this home, and my wife can read this. Or sometimes I'll read it. Look at this. People, Demi Moore leaving Hollywood behind. There's nothing in here. Occasionally, people has, I'll say this, people's better than time. U.S. News and World Report, their cover story, The Triumph of Christianity. What? Since when? How a global religion was forged by persecution and conflict. U.S. News and World Report, The Age of Robots. Now I got here my high school alma mater magazine, which I have never paid for, and they better not be sending me a bill for this. And then we got Spin. Spin, sometimes I can read. You know the magazines that I like to read are Details, Vanity Fair. Now, there's a magazine. That thing reads like a book. Let's see what Spin's got. Sometimes Spin's got some cool stuff, even though it is a music magazine. And I hate music. I hate I hate anything having to do with happiness. Ah, yes, here we go. It's the 20th anniversary of all these bullcrap bands like The Clash and X and The Germs and The Dead Kennedys and The Offspring. Basically, what is this, like a 25 years of punk? Oh, that's it. This is interesting to read. You know who just died? God rest his soul, or maybe not God rest his soul? Joey Ramone. Now, how did Spin get that news? It says here, the Ramones, punk till the end. This is very opportune and fortuitous for them to come out with an issue on 25 years of punk the day after Joey Ramone has died. Joey Ramone, a member of the Ramones, 49 years old, dies from lymphoma. Tell me the world hasn't changed, brother, when the punks are now all croaking from, like, cancer and bad knees or whatever. They're going to have knee replacement surgery. Wait till freaking whatever his ass. How about Joe Strummer? Wait till this guy has to have, like, back surgery or something, or hemorrhoid surgery. Yeah, that's the end of that romance. They got a cover here. Who is that on the cover? Well, that's Sid Vicious, 1977. Look at how young he was. And he, you know about Sid Vicious, don't you? He was brilliant. He was probably the finest bass guitar player. In fact, he jammed with a lot of jazz bands. And eventually, he went on to play with the LA Philharmonic, but not before he OD'd on Clorox. So it's too bad. It could have been a great career. And by the way, Sid Vicious brilliantly played by the very great actor Gary Oldman in Sid and Nancy. Frankly, the movie Sid and Nancy is far more interesting than the entire career that the Sex Pistols had. I mean, if you want to, it's really, go see that movie, and it's a gas watching that flick as opposed to, like, listening to the Sex Pistols. This is a great issue. X, Dead Kennedys, The Buzzcocks, Social Distortion, Rancid, and Bad Brains, all those bands that used to play right out here. They don't have Los Microwaves, they don't have The Plugs, and they don't have, who's that cat? What band was, what's his face in? Henry Rollins. Oh, Black Flag. They ain't there. But other than that, they got it. This is going to be cool. I'm taking this home and I'm reading this. Now, finally, a magazine that we don't mind getting here at the old radio station. But Time Magazine, did I tell you to get Time, Mike? I guess I did, didn't I? I apologize. Take us off the list for Time. And Newsweek, which I love to read. Interestingly written news, I guess, is what I'm asking for. Not the lame take that these cats have. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show. It's time now for R.C. Collins. And the R.C. Collins Sopranos Report. Where is R.C.? On line one. R.C. Collins with the Sopranos Report. R.C., how you doing?
I'm really good, Phil. Great show as always.
Tell us about it. Last night's episode shows, I believe it was Tony dealing with the Ralphie situation.
No doubt about it, Phil. Ralphie was out of control last week, as you know, when he beat that girl up and killed her. Now Ralphie has the brass balls to go to the New York boss and complain about Tony not giving him a taste.
Yeah, but here's the thing about Ralphie. Do we have to yell over this music?
What?
Just calm down. The thing about Ralphie is, he says he's a good earner. He earns with three hands, as he says.
Well, that's the reason why they're putting up with Ralphie. But he goes to Johnny Sachs and says that Tony disrespected him.
Yeah, but Ralphie wouldn't have a drink with Tony, and Tony's mad at him for killing that girl. That was a horrible, brutal, disgusting, just absolutely traumatic moment in television.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. So anyway...
Did you hear what I just said about it? He beat that girl to death.
Well, but Ralphie, anyway, believes that because he's a made guy, Tony shouldn't have hit him. And he also said to Johnny Sachs, he's sorry he killed the girl, but...
She was a prostitute.
Yeah, she was a whore, as he called her. And then, on top of that, she hit him and spit him, or spit on him, or spit him out. Ooh, that's nasty, gal.
Okay, that wasn't what she said or he said. She apparently slapped him, so he felt... This is the world of these guys, though, right, R.C.?
Yeah, it's true, Phil. The world of La Cosa Nostra is filled with individuals who live in a relative morality. You spit on a guy, he feels he can pull out a gat and wet you. So
he can pull out a gat and wet you.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's that mean? Shoot you?
No, let me look it up.
What's he going to?
Yeah, it means to shoot you. Now, anyway... So
okay, so where were we? All right, so he kills... he doesn't kill. Kill the girl. Now he wants... But he didn't have the drink with Tony. Tony walked into the big casino night the guys were having, right?
Yeah. Tony's crew was having a big party, and some of the other capos was there, too. And Ralphie was winning some money at craps, but when Tony came in, Ralphie didn't say anything to him, which even made Tony even more mad.
Well, Tony doesn't like this guy for what he did to that girl, and he doesn't like him because, as he said, he disrespected the Bada Bing.
Yeah, he disrespected the Bing, as he calls it. So what happened was...
Didn't Johnny Sachs sits down with Tony, right?
Yeah, Johnny does, and Tony goes and gets advice from Uncle Junior.
And what do they say?
Well, basically what they say is that Ralphie's really unhappy, and even though he was out of line, Tony needs to give Ralphie a position as capo in the family... So Ralphie will be happy again.
But Tony can't in good conscience give him capo because, as he said, over his dead body, right?
Yeah, he doesn't want to do it. But as Johnny Sachs says when he's having dinner with Tony, just trying to keep a happy shop.
Now, Tony doesn't like Johnny.
No, he doesn't like Johnny Sachs because he's a New York guy who moved down to New Jersey and is sticking his nose into Soprano family business. And another thing. He's sticking his nose in the Soprano family business.
Yeah, okay, you repeated that twice.
Okay, but what about the Museum of Trucking and Industry?
Right, that's the Museum of Trucking and Industry is the big money thing he's sticking his nose into.
Yeah, he's sticking his nose into
Soprano family business, I got it.
So Tony is suspicious of Johnny Sachs, who probably got that name... Because of his ball bag or something.
You don't know that, and you can clean it up right now, okay? His name's Johnny Sachs. It's probably short for something.
Well, anyway, Ralphie complains to Johnny. Johnny says to Tony, why don't you give him a taste? So as it turns out, Gigi, who's one of the capos under Tony, dies of a heart attack, get this, Phil, while he's trying to squeeze a dump out on the toilet.
Very mature.
That was so beautiful. The guys tried to push one through, got a gopher in the hole, and the...
I got it already.
Anyway, tries to squeeze it out and croaks from a heart attack.
Right on the toilet.
Right on the toilet, yeah.
So now what does that do?
Well, that opens Tony up, and it allows him to give the capo job to Ralphie so he can save face by not having to fire Gigi. Ralphie's happy, but at the very end... Ralphie says, can we have a drink together? And Tony shines him on and walks away.
Well, with the thing that you're saying here, which I think is very interesting, is that Tony, if he was to fire Gigi, would make him look indecisive.
Yeah, he'd look indecisive to the crew, and they'd think that he's a puss-wuss. So that saved him.
Saved him. All right, now, I didn't like that either. Why not make him make that decision? Why didn't the screenwriters create that conflict?
I don't know. They're pussies.
Okay. So now, moving past all of Ralphie and Tony's contretemps, what happens to Meadow?
Well, as you know, Meadow got dumped by Noah. He's the kid that was parked black, and
he was half black and half Jewish.
Yeah, And Tony didn't want her going out with him because he was what they call in the Italiano world a boulignard. And I got no idea what that means, but it means black. Means black. So she starts to go out with Jackie April, and then a bunch of stuff happens, and she crashes his car, and then the rest of the show sucked.
There you have it, the Sopranos report. The rest of the show sucked.
It was pretty good. It is, you know.
You were hoping that Tony would whack Ralphie, right?
Oh, yeah. Paulie Walnut said that he should. Paulie Walnut said that he should whack him.
You mean Paulie Walnut said he should whack him?
Well, he should. Paulie Walnut said so.
Well, so curious what Paulie Walnut said.
Paulie Walnut said he should whack him.
And Silvio said, get rid of him or make nice. Make him disappear or make nice. This is the bitching part. I like it when it does that.
Yeah, that's great.
I like Paulie Walnuts.
Good. You sound like the kind of guy that would go for a dude that's nuts. I like Paulie Walnuts.
You're just jealous because you're not in The Sopranos. You're on some cheesy pilot.
I never said anything about not being in The Sopranos. What do I care? I'm not a freaking actor. Jesus.
You're jealous on account of one of the people you were in that pilot with was in The Sopranos.
No, I'm not jealous. I like the show a lot. It's really good. But I do think that the scriptwriters should have created that situation where Tony has to decide between Ralphie and Gigi, and because that was the whole conflict.
You couldn't be on The Sopranos anyway, because you're a Mick Irish guy.
That's got nothing to do with it.
Yeah, and another thing, you couldn't be on The Sopranos because you suck as an actor. Dago's on that show.
Oh, shut up.
This is R.C. Collins with the Soprano Report. And my contract says you gotta play the whole song.
I heard about your contract. You know...
Shut up! I'm listening to it!
I hate this kid.
Morning, and you got yourself a gun. Got yourself gun. Bitchin'.
Hang up on that freak. What a loud little freak. Got to put him on every week with the freaking Sopranos report. Cut me a break. And he's 16 and he's watching that show? Somebody ought to tell his mother. Oh, somebody already did tell his mother and she doesn't care? Okay, that's great. Woke up this morning and got yourself a gun. Yeah, and then I went to RC's house and emptied it. Good Lord. All right, Phil Hendry's show here, our number 1-800-449-8686. So that's our Monday Soprano Report with R.C. Collins, and certainly we'll come back with more of that crap whenever we have to. If you want to order the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD or picture disc vinyl, call 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445. Phil Hendry Show.